meant it all.
You lie!
Shigar backed away, even though Darth Kratos had made no physical move. The weight of his words was threat enough. That empty litany will not protect you now, boy. Not from yourself.
We fight you because you are evil. Because you are slaves to the dark side.
All those billions and billions. Would that the Sith were so plentiful.
You have seduced them. Twisted their thoughts. They obey you because they fear you.
Is the Republic so different?
We have laws. Safeguards against abuses of power.
We have laws too, albeit different ones, and the Emperor is the ultimate safeguard. There can be no miscarriage of justice under his rule, for his word is law. Where is your precious justice on Coruscant? How has the Republic benefited from your leader's inept fumbling?
Something blossomed in Shigar's mind like a flower. A flower of certainty, growing strong and sure in the darkness of the hour. He felt as though years of history had condensed to this moment. The reappearance of the Empire and the Mandalorians, the sacking of Coruscant, and the fragile treaty that restored it to a greatly diminished republic. The annexation of Khifu and the subjugation of his people. It boiled down to him and Darth Kratos.
You are the source of every bad thing that's happened to the galaxy,
he said.
That's why we have to fight you. War is inevitable, just like people say it is. There can be no lasting peace with the likes of you.
You are more like us than you care to admit,
Darth Kratos snarled.
I am offering to save your life, boy. Join me as my apprentice, and I will open your eyes for good. There can be no peace because peace is the lie. Strength comes only from conflict, and for there to be conflict, there must be an enemy. That is the truth that lies behind your master's teachings. Acknowledge it, embrace it, and you will understand why you can never serve them.
Shigar steadied his lightsaber in a tight two-handed grip. Darth Kratos' deep-set eyes glittered. The tip of his lightsaber didn't move a millimeter. Shigar watched it closely, waiting for the first blow to fall. The Sith Lord laughed, a dreadful cackling sound, all at odds with their circumstances.
Do you think I intend to kill you now, boy? You forget, we have a truce. Unless you plan to attack me, and I am forced to defend myself.
I ought to attack you. Any kind of alliance with the Sith is flawed at its heart. Master Shan should never have agreed to it.
It was her suggestion, remember. And see how it has trapped you. Obey me, and the truce holds. Attack me, and the truce is broken.
Darth Kratos chuckled.
Which is it to be?
Shigar wavered on the verge of acting. He could feel the need for it simmering in every muscle, every nerve. The Force was ready. It filled his veins like lava, burning hot. He thought of Loren saying, "You're thinking too much." His lightsaber moved as though of its own accord, sweeping forward into Darth Kratos' reach with an almost delighted hum. Their blades clashed together once, twice, three times, and the Sith edged back a step.
Yes, excellent.
Shigar didn't